السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening over the receivers, if we have to discuss the last two ayat of Surah Baqarah, we can go on and on. There's such treasures in it. It's an ocean. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the last two ayat from Aman al-Rasul till the end. It was given in the night of Mi'raj. When we are discussing the incident of Mi'raj, there are so many things that we cannot really discuss in the short time that we have. This is something that deals with tafsir, which should be discussed over a long period of time. So some of those things that were given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from amongst those special gifts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like the salat was given in the night of Mi'raj, were the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. There are such virtues of these verses that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam equated it even with the salatul layl, which is tahajjud salat. Now many of us are negligent, or we do not have that kind of strength or courage or real zawk and shauk or interest in making tahajjud salat. If you get the opportunity to make it, and if we are in the habit of making it, then alhamdulillah. But for weak ones like us also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I'm giving you the gist of that hadith sharif, there's no time to go into detail. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave me these last verses from the special treasures of Jannat. And in another hadith, from beneath the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, very special treasure. If you look at that, some of the ahadith in the different kitabs, in Bayhaqi and other kitabs, and it is mentioned that the person who will recite it before going to bed, then it will be serving the purpose of Salatul Layl. The person will even get the reward of reading Salatul Layl, Tahajjud Salat, if he reads it before going to bed, Aman al-Rasul, till the end. If we don't know it by heart, open the Quran Sharif and read it. In another hadith, it is mentioned the person who reads it at night before going to bed, again the gist and the meaning, then it will suffice for him. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take care of his needs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will provide for him. There are many, many things that a person, whilst he's fast asleep also, is in need of. And when he's going to get up also, he's going to be in need of. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even emphasized that teach it to your women folk, teach it to your children. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they say that it is only a person who is lacking intelligence that he is not going to recite these verses. So when so much of emphasis is placed, there must be some great meaning in it. Now if you have to look at the whole last 10 verses, there are lots of things that are mentioned there. However, we know that the night of Mi'raj, when it is discussed, then we always talk about the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering that the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were going through. Look at the difficulties that they were going through. The torture, the the persecution, the ostracism and the boycott of 3 solid years. Any person who read the Kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, there was no question of putting a garland around his neck. In our times, if somebody has to read the Kalima and is a prominent person, then we will give him great respect and put a garland around his neck. There the person knew that recitation of the Kalima means that I must prepare myself for torture, tests, trials and hardships. And there was not one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that complained. They went through every difficulty and hardship for the sake of Islam and for the sake of deen. But in spite of all that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now revealing the ayat and giving Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam this from his special treasures. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. If you look at the last ayat, what it is dua. Asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that do not seize us, do not call us to account if we have to forget or if we have to make a mistake. And then the rest of it also you can see as if a person who has made some errors and mistakes, he is being told that ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now for forgiveness. And thereafter it is mentioned that, O Allah, do not place upon us a burden that we cannot bear. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. O Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, do not place upon us a burden as you placed on those people in the past. In the past, the nations of the past, some of the ahkam and laws that were given to the Bani Israel were very, very strict and very hard and very difficult. If there was some najasat, some impurity that had to fall on the clothes and the garment of a person, then it was not like wash it 3 times and it is all clean and pure. They had to take a scissors and cut it out. Like that there were many other regulations. So we are asking that, O Allah, do not put upon us that kind of a burden as you placed on those on the past. And then, وَرَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْ عَلَيْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. O Allah, do not place upon us a burden which we cannot bear. That means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in other words, only places that much burden upon an individual which he can bear. Therefore, if anybody says that it is beyond my capacity to fulfill the laws and ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is a lie. Allah ta'ala only puts that much which an individual can take, which the society can take. But we're not going into that direction. The point here is this, that when these people were so pious, so righteous, so God-fearing, and in everything they were saying, Sami'na wa ata'na, there was no question of Sami'na wa aswayna. They didn't say that we hear, we listen, and thereafter we disobey. They said we hear and we immediately make amal, we practice. We do not even question that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are we going to make amal on this? They never questioned. They knew that whatever law came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there was nothing in it but goodness. There was nothing but the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in it. So he who is the creator of man, he knows what is good for the person. The person who makes a machine, he knows what is good. What kind of oil is the best to use for that machine? And what kind of voltage you must have to operate that machine. He is going to tell you and instruct you. With every big machine you have some kind of a booklet, some kind of an instruction manual. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he knows what is best for this paragon of creation which is man. So therefore we are told that learn these last ayat and recite it before going to bed. And not only before going to bed, other times also. And the main thing is take a lesson. That these people who were pious, righteous, they were companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of disobedience, there was nothing but total submission, but yet they are saying, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to overlook any shortcomings and weaknesses. In other words, if Allah ta'ala wants, he can even place a burden more than what you are bearing right now. Now we are talking about the burden that they were bearing, the tolerance that they were exercising, the patience that they were exercising in the midst of all those hardships and difficulties. And they are being told that if Allah Ta'ala had willed, He could have placed a burden more than that which they are bearing now, it could have been more than that. So therefore ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness, for shortcomings, for weakness. But of course it did not mean that they were not maqbool indallah. They were really close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But it is a lesson for mankind till the day of Qiyamah that we should not attribute piety to ourselves and say that now we are not in need of asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness for any of our shortcomings and weaknesses. Because they were really pious and we just have a few things of piety, and that too there's no real piety. Most of it is nothing but just customary. We just undertake certain practices and most of the time it is nothing but indulgence and engagement in sins and vices and evils. So how much more forgiveness we should be asking. So therefore today in this very short time now I just want to discuss the last part of it where we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. So you say, wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. So the meaning of wa'fu anna is given that umhu athara zunubina. Ya Allah, all our sins, remove it, delete it. How we say, press the delete button. Because when we are committing a sin, it is recorded. Whether we like it or not, our tape recorders, our video cameras, and everything else that you can think of which records some piece of information is made from the elements of the earth. Where else is it made from? All the different things that are required in the making of a camera, in the making of a tape recorder, in the making of all these kind of equipment, it is all obtained from the earth. There will be things that will be obtained from the earth. So if man can take the different elements and the different things of Allah Ta'ala's creation from the earth and make up one kind of a tape recorder, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if He makes the earth itself record our deeds and actions, then what is the difficulty in understanding? And if Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will make our lips seal and then make our hands speak, and make our parts of the body speak and say, this person, this is what he did, this is what I did, this is what I did, then why should we have any kind of hesitation and understanding? Because we believe that the tongue is speaking. But who is making that small piece of flesh speak? That same tongue, if a person has to cut it out and put it on the ground and say, now speak, will the tongue speak? So that Allah Ta'ala who gave the tongue the power of speech, on the day of Qiyamah it will be transferred. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. I'm not going into that discussion, but the fact is that everything is being recorded. There are different ways that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is getting all our actions recorded. Kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. The angels, they are also recording. So now all these records, now we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to remove those records of our evil deeds and our actions. Wa'fu anna. Ya Allah, whatever has been recorded of my evil deeds, then remove it from my files. Allah Ta'ala will even make the angels forget. Many times I have mentioned this, that huququl ibad, the rights of people, now that does not mean that if the person made this dua, so everything is now maaf. We don't owe anybody any more money because we made the dua, wa'fu anna waghfir lana. The rights of people have to be fulfilled. We have to ask for maaf. If we have hurt anybody's feelings, ask for forgiveness. These days are coming, Mubarak days of Shaban we are going through. There will be Laylatul Barat. So we should not be waiting now. It's the month of Ramadan that is coming. Ask Allah Ta'ala for abundant forgiveness. We all know what sins we have engaged in our lives. And especially in recent times, when the days of fitnas were in our country. So therefore ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa'fu anna. Oh Allah, remove it. Delete it. Waghfir lana. And forgive us. Warhamna. And have mercy upon us. Now, each item we can discuss at length, but let us see that what we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, first of all, that we are saying now delete all this from all our files, wherever it may be recorded, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, my beloved Allah, do not bring it as evidence in front of us. How are we going to be able to answer? A few questions from the receiver of revenue, we cannot give proper answers with regards to just our income. And we have to answer for all our doings and actions. So Allah Ta'ala is very merciful, He is very forgiving, He is teaching us also how to make dua so that He may forgive. Who can be more merciful than that? If a father does not want to give something to his son, he wants to hide it from his son, he doesn't want to let him know that what he's got in the bank and what he's got overseas stashed away somewhere, they're not going to show it to him. But the father who wants that the son must finally get it or inherit it or receive it, then he's going to inform him that I've got this here and I've got that there and I've got that there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is informing us of His treasures and He's saying, ask. Therefore, in another place, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اخْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And say, ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, رَبِّ اخْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. O Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me. Forgive and have mercy. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the best of all those who show any kind of mercy. So here also, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاخْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. Delete, my beloved Allah. Cancel, remove from our files whatever may have been recorded. And forgive us. So how will this forgiveness come? بِسِتْرِ الْقَبِيْهِ وَإِزْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ. Ya Allah, make it such that all my weaknesses, my shortcomings, my faults, my sins are concealed, they are covered. And make apparent that which is good in my life. Any good actions and good deeds. That make it apparent. Therefore, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, whole night at the Kaabatullah Sharif, whole night, with tears rolling down his cheeks, he said, Ey Khuda e Bandara Ruswa Makun. Ey Khuda e Bandara Ruswa Makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Ey Khuda e Bandara Ruswa Makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. He said, Oh my beloved Allah, I know that I am a sinful servant of yours. All the pious and righteous ones, they said, we are the most sinful ones. They used to do everything right and still consider themselves as the most sinful. Because they used to have the azmat and the glory of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the greatness of Allah before their sight. So therefore they gave no consideration to the little bit of zikr, tilawat, ibadat that they made. When the sun is shining, can a small little flicker on a candle claim that I am also a possessor of great brightness? Somebody has got one small candle lit up when the sun is shining brightly, and if that little candle flame claims that I am also very bright, full of brightness and shine, then we'll say the candle is a stupid. So they, because of their piety and taqwa, they always considered themselves as not worthy of recognition. So he said, Ey Khuda e Bandara Ruswa Makun, Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. I know that I've got weaknesses, shortcomings and sins, but do not expose it, do not reveal it, do not embarrass me in front of people, and especially on the day of Qiyamah. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah, look at his duas at the Baytullah Sharif. So here also, wa'fu anna wa'khfir lana and warhamna. Now without going into detail, there's no time. Warhamna and have mercy upon us. Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah Ali, he says, what is this warhamna? We all say, have mercy. Now when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala really shows His mercy, how do we know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has now forgiven the sins and is showing that mercy? What are the signs in everything we say we want to have? Signs. What are the signs? What is the evidence? So now the evidence here is, and the sign is this, that tawfiq ta'at. When that person, now mercy is being shown, he was sinful, he was in evil deeds and actions, he was going in the wrong direction. Now he has asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. So now when he's saying warhamna, so tawfiq of ta'at, that means that tawfiq that was taken away. So now that he has asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness, he has asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to delete all his sins and evil actions. So now he gets tawfiq of ta'at. That means he is now removed from that. He once again comes into good actions and good deeds. The person who was missing his salat, he starts performing his salat. The person who was engaging in the taking of interest, now he stops taking interest and returns the money that he had taken. The person who was gambling, now he makes sincere tawbah from that gambling. The person who had abused his wife and children, or the wife who was abusive to the husband, now they ask each other for forgiveness. That is now the sign that this person, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is on him, that his tawbah has been accepted. Then faraqiyya ma'ishat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now, because of that tawbah of his which has been accepted, and he has asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and he is now asking Allah Ta'ala for his rahmat and for his mercy. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now gives him barakat in his earnings. I'm not talking about plentiful in his earnings. I'm talking about barakat in his earnings. With regards to plentiful, we've got many, many cabinet ministers and MPs and many others in big, big government departments that no matter how much they earn, no matter how much they steal, millions and millions they steal, but they still say it is not sufficient to pay for all our bonds and everything else. And so many people, they can run into hundreds of thousands, but they will say it's not sufficient. Why? Because there's no barakat. Barakat is a totally different thing. In little, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sometimes gives so much of barakat that the person with plentiful cannot do that which the person with his little is able to do. Those days we used to see a person with one small little corner shop, an elderly person, and he runs it himself. He doesn't even bring his mother and wife and sisters and all into that business. But Allah Ta'ala gives him so much of barakat that he goes for Hajj, he takes the umrahs, he goes to India, Pakistan, or wherever he's got his family, and he helps the poor, the needy, with that small little thing. So barakat is a different thing. In plentiful also there can be barakat. A person can be a multi-millionaire with barakat, and a person can be a very poor person and with little but with barakat. So faraqiyya ma'ishat, Allah Ta'ala gives him now sufficiency. It becomes sufficient. In other words, the earnings become sufficient for the person. He does not find hardness and difficulty and tightness and narrowness in that earnings of his. Faraqiyya ma'ishat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him behisab maghfirat. Allah Ta'ala gives him behisab maghfirat. That is another thing that the person now gets with this warhamna. And then dukhul jannat. In the hereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will enter him into jannat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not question him. Allah will give him hisaba yaseera. So now all these are the now benefits of this warhamna, that he has asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, warhamna, have mercy upon us. Inshallah, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, we'll discuss it. But these Mubarak days and nights are now going. So at least now let us focus ourselves. Let us change our lifestyle. Let us change the direction. It is not bringing us any happiness. The lifestyle that we have chosen of disobedience of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with all our earnings, with plentiful of earnings, and with lavish and palatial homes and mansions, and with beautiful wives and plenty of children, everything. But we know that it is not bringing us that happiness, that peace of mind, that sukoon, that contentment, that satisfaction that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us. So therefore this dua was taught in the night of Mi'raj, or given this to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's a maqbool dua. So learn the last two ayat of Surah Baqarah, and as I mentioned earlier, teach it to the wives, teach it to the children, and read it, and then see how much of barakat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give in that house and in the life of the person. May Allah ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.